May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love, June 4th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing three compendiums I've published over the last 2 weeks. The first one was published this morning and is called A Wondrous Time to Be Alive. It's like, kind of like that theme of it's a wonderful life. You know, it's not Christmas, but anyway, Wondrous Time to Be Alive. The other two compendiums I'll be discussing have numerous videos and articles of the month that you'll never see in mainstream media. As regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective uprising and uprising for our conscientious evolutionary ascent. The Great Awakening, they're calling it. I'm not being cynical. It's just, I mean, this is big. The Great Awakening. So this is a big drama on the world stage right now. And great light is exposing great darkness. There's a tremor in the force. I don't know if you've been feeling it the last several weeks, but latter part of the show will go into the crisis. We'll be doing a deep dive on the crisis as well as the solution. But first, a cosmic weather report. The last 2 weeks, we've been experiencing some powerful transformative energies in the quantum field, which is the bioenergy terrain that resonates in your DNA and calibrates the holographic field between your ears. Excuse me. So they can photograph these fields now. There's like an auric field, like an egg auric field around the body. All the organs have fields around them, the different chakras, the different energy centers of the body. The brain itself has a field around it, like a holographic field. And again, it's like a holographic in the sense that the field, the source field, the quantum field, you know, the energy fields of the Earth, which is, again, a Taurus field, the spherical field, and that's resonating with other, you know, our solar system, our sun, you know, there's fields within fields, you might say. And this is the energy terrain that resonates in everyone's DNA, which DNA is a transceiver. It receives and transmits, you know, energy in the field. And so this is, Ken, this is what's going on right now with the astrology psychology that calibrates the holographic field between your ears. So this quantum field reality has been focused through different alignments of the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune in the deep space quadrant of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, mostly for the last couple weeks, actually the last couple months. So this is more than I want to get into and unpack right now, but suffice to say that Earth is being initiated with some profound cosmic coordinates, you might say, for cooperative co-creation of the big show, the ordained global revolution in higher consciousness that will meet the challenge of authoritarian tyranny we see in governing bodies worldwide. This is the kind of stuff I cuss and discuss, you might say, on the radio show when I go into deep dive and problems and solutions. So keep in mind that there are millions of starships that are cloaked around the Earth and watching this big show in the galaxy right now. This is the big show. An entire global civilization is about to come into a sufficient level of nonviolent unity before we join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. We're not there yet, folks, but it's a celebration to look forward to. So first, here's the report I published this morning. It's a very positive message with some good health tips. If you're on a computer that can open another window, you can search HeartCom Network and scroll down to the archives that have today's compendiums that I'll be discussing. The show notes in the podcast will also have the links to create your own multimedia show, pausing the podcast to see videos or articles I refer to. So my message today is it's a wondrous time to be alive. So this is the article that's posted to the internet this morning that's archived on my website. I refer to it as the hero's journey. Folks, it's a month before we celebrate global evolution, revolution, revelations in the spirit of 76. So prepare for liftoff, evolutionary ascent. I say right at the top, skip to the bottom for a special report on nature's ultimate royal superfood for more energy and natural immunity. So a wondrous time to be alive. Is there a little skepticism there? But I speak from long experience. This is my story. 51 years ago, I had an experience of cosmic consciousness and went on a sacred pilgrimage, the archetypal hero's journey. This is Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces. He's famous for this story, the parable, you might say, of the hero's journey. And I had this experience, cosmic consciousness, and I hitchhiked. I mean, I was at Ohio State University, dropped out of school. I wasn't going to learn anything about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and some of the things I experienced with cosmic consciousness. So I just dropped everything and hitchhiked to a modern-day mystery school of the ancient mysteries out in California. So I published the 1971 photo journal account in a short story, about this experience and this trip to the modern day mystery school. And the short story is called On the Path of God and Country. If you put that into the search browser, I don't know if that would come up with this article, I provide a link in the show notes, On the Path of God and Country. And again, this is the time, with this publishing of this, article that you can pull that up and you can read that in the archives now. And so it's free viewing on the website, this short story, this photo journal account. So I was freelance in photography back then. I had been for some time, and I always had my camera with me, and I took a lot of pictures. I mean, I documented this, not knowing what was going to happen. And, I mean, this story blew my mind for life. Now, when I say it blew my mind, you might say it was an initiation on the path home, a 5D consciousness. The cosmic consciousness that when I say blew my mind is my 3D mind. That is like my lower self, my self rooted in materialism, physicality, the 3D world. It blew that mind because, I mean, if you ever hear of a better case of cosmic synchronicity than this story, which you can read that article, photo journal story for yourself. It's a short story, but I'm telling you, that experience convinced me that there's a loving hand behind the scenes, an invisible hand, a higher power, wise dominion behind the scenes of the 3D mass illusion, and I call it systemic DUH, dense, unconscious, and heartless, the energy of the 3D matrix, you might say. Only those who come up higher will appreciate the difference between this 3D woke, quote unquote woke, and 5D awakened, quote unquote awakened, the great awakening. Okay, so again, this is like the difference between bee pollen and royal jelly, but I'll get to that later. It's a huge difference. In the meantime, there's an inexorable global movement, a dimensional shift that is ordained for this time. And this is the movement. This is the movement. It's a dimensional shift from 3D to 5D by way of 4D, just in time, just in time, 4D. So, that's a little taste of what I'm going to get into, this dimensional shift. But In the meantime, the way I'm going to go into this is consider three good reasons why this is a wondrous time to be alive. We're going to go into the positive here and get, you know, the basically the, we're going to go to the high state, you know, before we process the deep state. So a wondrous time to be alive. This may be much different from what you expected, yet far better than what you could hope for. Let's hope so. So ask yourself, is it true that the instant everywhere and interactive internet has connected the family of mankind in a global village as never before in history? And are you aware that a unified field of social conscience is maturing in our all-connected global social networks? And would you agree that a new common sense of enlightened net reality is emerging for interactive netizens worldwide? You know, netizens are online citizens. So based on your response, consider that you are an enlightened netizen when you wake up to the existing global crisis now challenging the Great Awakening to Aquarian sensibilities. There's a link on that. Again, on the page, you can go into a whole article that's actually the previous, last 2 weeks, the previous compendiums on the, if I have time, I'll get into the latter part of the show on the existing global crisis. This, that's the first point. Wake up to this. This, we got problems, folks. Now they're challenging this, the Great Awakening to Aquarian sensibilities. And then how do we, you know, this is, you know, you are an enlightened netizen also when you wise up to the holistic and systemic solution with a global evolution, revolution, revelations, and conscientious common sense, you know, unity and diversity. Us as United Sovereigns, or 5D TLC, you know, the solution, etc. And you're an enlightened netizen when you rise up with affirmations of pure intention, confirmation with focused attention, determination by a love retention, integration for conscious ascension, and consecration of the fifth dimension with full spectrum comprehension, effective sensory perception, also known as ESP. So Holy Spirit is this full spectrum comprehension, you might say, with effective sensory perception. I'm referring to Holy Spirit as Aquarian love and action, because we all know the enlightened age of Aquarius is, you know, the Holy Spirit of, you know, love in action. So, and then the final point is you are an enlightened netizen when you stand up as patriotic netizens who network for the net worth of net reality of a more enlightened nature, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. That's the plan, isn't it? So 3 years after my 1971 initiation, you know, that I referred to above, I found myself, there's a little self-disclosure here, folks. People wonder where I'm coming from, so I thought I'd do kind of a synopsis here. So it's just three years after that 1971 Cosmic Consciousness experience for the Mystery School, I found myself speaking to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill. Meaning I was way ahead of my time, and I was invited to speak there after speaking at Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop earlier that summer in 1974. It was a month-long World Game Studies Workshop with Buckminster Fuller, and I lectured on this vision, this model of the world game in terms of communications technology that could that upgrade freedom of speech, assembly, and petition government with a new technology at that time, which was satellite downlinks to cable TV systems and interactive cable TV public access capabilities with microcomputers at the interface that would make possible mass-to-mass interaction that would involve and evolve, you know, our individual and collective consciousness for a revolution in higher consciousness to celebrate the revolution of the, with the bicentennial celebrations with a communications upgrade of over five core constitutional freedoms. Well, I was excited about it back then, and what happened, well, it set my sails for the last 47 years. It's been 47 years since then. So this last year, I published the Book of Cosmic Love. Now, Cosmic Love, you know, a featuring, and this book features a universal interface for global telecommunications as involves and evolves conscientious common sense, a United States at the heart of global 5D initiation of us as united sovereigns of Earth. This is what I was talking about in Washington, D.C. 47 years ago. I was a little ahead of my time. It's taken me all this time to chunk it out and step it down. So as food for thought, I mean, this is all quite a mouthful, I realize. This is a lot. So future memory, and there's a book called Future Memory that is just amazing. And it's and I had this lady on my show. What was the name? What's her name? She was... was an expert, one of the leading world experts with this thing of people that have near-death experiences, NDEs, near-death experiences, and come back with memory of their future. And the book's called Future Memory. And it's a whole book about, you know, all these different experiences. People came back and they saw the, you know, they came back and they died and they were revived, but in the meantime, they had these memories of things they were supposed to do in the future. They got downloads on the other side or whatever. So this understanding of future memory, there is a divine plan for Aquarius that's being downloaded in the collective consciousness of humanity. And this future memory, as ordained by divine order in the quantum field continuum, you might say in the mind of God, you know, basically, you know, the hierarchy of intelligence that's 5D, 6D, 7D, up through 12D and beyond, which we can hardly relate to, I mean, hardly... most people can hardly relate to 5D, but this future memory wants to shape, wants to take shape in the infinite and eternal here and now. So for the last 13 years on my Cosmic Love radio show, I've been broadcasting live to 63 nations, preparing for this time of rapid global revelations and transformation. I don't learn fast, but I learn good. It's taken me 13 years to get really congruent at a time when I think it's time, folks. I think it's time for the 2022 great turnaround. That's the theme of the year. So congratulations. This is a quote from Christine Page, one of my favorite quotes. She's the author of the book 2012 in the Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother. And she says with this quote, "Congratulations, you are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is a time to remember." It's a wondrous time, folks. This is the time to remember. So, most readers of my Eclectic HeartCom Network newsletter, which if you're not on it, you can subscribe, you know, and then you can always leave with one click. It's automated list. So when you, you know, if you join the list, you can follow it a while and anytime you can click to get off, you know, with one click. So most readers of this newsletter that I send out once or twice a week are well aware of the core global dynamics with the 5D Aquarian frequency shift. Now, again, in the content copy, you know, narrative I'm following, I have this hyperlink, 5D Aquarian frequency shift, and there's a whole article on that that I published earlier in 2022. So this is the collective global frequency shift in a 3D world where the divisive dialectic, you know, the godless materialism of the deep state, resents and resists any timeline adjustment, you know, 4D timeline adjustment, to a 5D high state, unity and diversity, at the heart of the Aquarian dispensation of light language and love is cosmic law. So there's, I have a chart that referenced this, these concepts, several of which are hyperlinked in the copy, that refer to this global power shift chart, and you can click on that, and it's a detailed chart what's going on with the shift from 3D to 5D. So, I mean, that chart, I mean, I've tweaked that chart over the years, and that says an awful lot in one chart, the global power shift chart, as things shift from 3D to 5D, just in time, 4D. So think about it, folks. What we're witnessing in the world right now is the hero's journey on a global scale. The whole world has gone through the dark night of the soul, collective tyranny, and is now awakening to the compelling opportunity for rapid upgrade of five core internet freedoms. We're right on the threshold. The vision alone of these five core internet freedoms and how they work to upgrade global freedom and opportunity can be, the vision alone can be a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Just a few good people, networking it to a few good people, and a few more people until the critical mass of, again, as a self-fulfilling prophecy, it becomes that common sense of, you know, can't think of anything better to do, and by God, you know, this would be good for everyone. So if home is where your heart is, then take heart. We're all coming home, quote-unquote home, to the Aquarian fifth dimension of full-spectrum comprehension. So when I refer to this as effective sensory perception, ESP, effective sensory perception, it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is one of the attributes of, you know, 5D Aquarian 5D consciousness. And again, we're just the cusp of Aquarius. We're just moving into this 2,000-year basically quadrant of the universe where the deep space energies of Aquarius are flooding the Earth, and the holodeck, you know, between our ears. So this is a process of coming home, you might say, to our real self, our higher self, our collective Christ self, the second coming of Christ, and the collective consciousness of humanity. This is a real phenomena that has been prophesied. It's coming. You know, we're seeing the big drama with as Aquarian light surges, you know, the Piscean records and the dross of the Piscean age purges. So we have a purging of the dark side deep state as the white hats of the, you know, the high state, you know, wise up and rise up. So this home that we're moving to is the new common sense that obviously it's still uncommon. So if you think about it, what Thomas Paine achieved with his common sense, you know, that the most successful political pamphlet in history that sparked the American Revolution, we're now seeing a new common sense being accelerated with the global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So, and now consider how Heartware, and I provide a link on that, you know, and explains how Heartware is the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, you know, hardware, IBM software, Netscape was dominant for a while. And then, I mean, so Microsoft, you know, it's hardware, IBM, software, Microsoft, and then network, which was Netscape, you know, pioneered, you know, networking. I mean, this is the next phase that naturally nurtures the healthy, holistic, and otherwise Holy Spirit of Aquarian love and action, Heartware. So the golden rule law language for every golden age is now matriculating the 3D matrix with 5D frequencies just in time, 4D, as in frequently. You know, these are frequencies as in frequently that are enabled, empowered, cultured with real-time interactive Heartware, fulfilling the great law of love that cultures the currency of conscience for the next economy. So this concept of the currency of conscience, and there's a whole article that goes into that and how that will define and refine and shine the next economy. You know, what does that look like? What's the currency of conscience and economics of abundance based on abundant consciousness? You know, transcending, you know, the economics of scarcity, which is based on concealing, wasting, and destroying abundance to maintain scarcity, to keep prices, profit, and control high. So we're moving away from that. It's like there can be extraordinary abundance on the earth at this point. We hold, and it's the currency of conscience that'll get us there. So this is truly a wondrous time to be alive. And what can you do? So what can you do with all this that I'm referring to? Keep in mind a capstone vision. When I say capstone, the CAP and capstone is an acronym for the creative ascent process. And this is the heart of heartware, you might say. It's the heart of personal and planetary transformation. And as the Aquarian veil thins, the light brigade of white hat special forces, you know, those pesky light workers, light weavers, light servers, etc., they're raising the frequency of joy and love and action in the field of collective consciousness of humanity. To hold the, they're raising that, those frequencies to hold the balance for those moving from 3D woke, quote unquote woke, to 5D awakened, you know, the great awakening. So I have a chart. It's called the Hawkins scale. It goes into the different frequency dimensions. And Hawkins is one of my favorite authors. He gets into the power of love with an understanding of the different scale of consciousness they can muscle test. They've done millions of muscle testing. Kinesiologists have perfected a technique where they've made a study with more than with millions of people, where they were basically had a way of benchmarking where they were on the scale of the higher frequencies. You know, the highest frequencies of love and joy and, you know, the Christic Buddhic frequencies to the lower frequencies of victim, dictum, and paradigm paralysis, you know, the whole scale. And how what they found out is that a very few number of people that are vibrating in the higher frequencies will hold the balance for thousands and tens of thousands of people in the lower frequencies and bring them up. They'll hold the balance for their waking up and wising up and rising up. And this is huge. His books, David Hawkins' books, Dr. Hawkins' books, explaining this phenomena is really some breakthrough stuff. I've referenced it quite a bit over the years, and I'm referencing it here. So, again, the keepers of the frequency, you know, these higher frequencies, can always pray, which is to say, sustain higher frequencies. You know, the love of God that sustains those frequencies of a God of love and joy and peace and you know, so you don't always pray. And divine desire in this regard is often the prelude of revelation. You know, gifts of the Holy Spirit. So divine direction, moment to moment, you know, as in frequently, builds momentum for manifestation. This is the key to alchemy, alchemical transformation and transcension, and you know, into, well, the evolutionary ascent process. You know, more light and love, easier and faster again. So, in the larger scheme of quantum reality, heart coherence, you know, the language of the angels. I have a whole website on that with a hot link in the copy. Heart coherence leads to mind congruence, the law of the angles. You know, the law of God as far as geometrically ordered divinity, which is, again, the understanding of God is love, and in the beginning God geometrized, and in the end we become what we geometrize. You know, it's like form and function. So anyway, I kind of wrap this one up kind of briefly when I said, are you a wounded healer and upward mobile? So basically I'm speaking to people that have a sense that they've been wounded, they've gone through, but they're a healer. They're healing themselves, they're healing others. And those who are upward mobile, you know, who have pure intention for, you know, focused attention with love retention for conscious ascension, the fifth dimension of, you know, full comprehension, you know, if you're upward mobile, you know, with pure intention, if so, consider joining the A team with the three-step AA AAA program, you know, for accelerated, the Accelerated Ascent Alliance is an acronym. The the AAA program, Accelerated Ascent Alliance. So number one in this three-step program, keep the faith. Number two, see the good. Number three, make it so. So I did a little summary there on the five dimensions of you know, the God love, constitution of the geometrically ordered divinity, the constitution of, you know, pure geometry thought forms for involving and evolving, you know, effective sensory perception with interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. There's height links, hot links on all those 5D TLC components to the capstone. But I finish up with this article with a bonus report to your health. Nature's ultimate 5D superfood. You decide. Is it nature's ultimate 5D superfood? You decide. So I'm going to go into that. And some of you know I'm referring to the Swedish flower pollen extract. And I begin by just kind of the keynotes, you know, the long, rich history of how this pollen extract has been used by emperors and Olympians and how it's been advanced with modern biotech for purity and potency, and how it's the best kept secret of ultra health connoisseurs. You know, there's some people who are connoisseurs of fine wine, and some people are connoisseurs of just all kinds of ultra health tips. So this is, when I say the best kept secret of ultra health connoisseurs, it's now being used by immunologists worldwide. Now that's quite a testimonial. Now, I'm not making a medical claim here. I'm stating a fact. It's used by and drip by these by immunologists worldwide. So discovery, this was a huge life-changing discovery for me. And then I'm going to go into this story here. It's just a few minutes, you'll appreciate from this story what it can do for you. I guarantee it. So as some of you know, I'm the director of Ultramedic Services. And this has been our feature product and service for decades. And it's regarding nutraceutical grade royal jelly, which is also known as SPX, SP Swedish pollen X, extract for extract. So in a recent live broadcast over the internet, I explained in several minutes what this ultimate superfood is, how it works, how to take it, and the miraculous health elixir you can make with it at home. So I thought I'd share with subscribers who appreciate extraordinary health tips. But first, let me be very clear on the huge but confused difference between bee pollen and royal jelly. Bee pollen is what bees collect to make honey from the flower's sweet nectar. That nectar is the perfect food for fungus and bacteria, which the bees transmute naturally when they make honey. But when you eat raw bee pollen, the buzz you may get is not healthy energy, but a toxic shock reaction. It's a reaction of the body to all the fungus and bacteria. Most people don't know this. Beekeepers often sell their bee pollen as a superfood, not mentioning the levels of fungus, bacteria, and bee legs and bee wings that are torn off in pollen traps while taking the hive's food. You know, the pollen is the hive's, they make honey out of it, you know, for their food. My point is that bee pollen and pollen extract royal jelly are as different as a bicycle and a Tesla supercar. They're that different, folks. I'm going to explain this now. So realize that royal jelly is what bees suck out of these microscopic pollen grains, you know, which is in the bee pollen. You know, they make honey out of it, but, you know, they suck out the nucleic material out of these microscopic pollen grains to store and then feed to a bee larva when the hive needs a queen bee. So it's not bee genetics that makes a queen bee. It's this royal jelly superfood. I mean, this is the richest source of RNA and DNA genetic material at the very quintessential source of the food chain. All the elements for sparking life in nature are concentrated in this whole food extract at the very heart of those microscopic pollen grains. So the miracle of SPX is how it transforms a normal worker bee larva into a much larger, healthier, and prolific queen bee that sometimes produces its own weight in bee eggs each day. And the queen bee lives 2 to 3 times longer than the other bees. So if you were a fish, I'd say that the ultimate superfood would be microalgae like spirulina or chlorella. But land-based creatures genetically evolve with land-based food that is sourced back to pollen. So the Swedes developed the science of pollenology more than 70 years ago, producing the skin prick test called the RAS test, used by allergy doctors worldwide. And when I was a teenager, I had pollen allergies, but got rid of them for life after taking two rounds of pollen pills. Those pollen pills have come a long way the last 50 years, thanks to modern biotechnology. The Swedes now have three internationally patented processes for producing SBX. They harvest select pollens without the bees for quality control. Their research discovered which combined pollen extracts have the ideal micronutrient precursors for stem cells that optimize cellular rejuvenation. And once these select pollens are harvested, their nucleus is then extracted from their microscopic shells. And finally, this rich nucleic material is pre-digested with enzymes that make it easy to assimilate with no allergic side effects. Well, 35 years ago, I heard about this company in Sweden where they had just developed a shredding process for extracting the nucleic material from the microscopic shells without chemical solvents. They'd been using chemical solvents for, 40 years? Well, this new process made the extract much more pure for nutraceutical and pharmaceutical applications. Now, as a clinical nutritionist at the time, I realized that this was a more pure form of royal jelly that Chinese emperors would buy with equal weight in gold. Now, I knew that this was the best superfood for human health on the planet. It was worth its weight in gold to Chinese emperors. Of course, they had hundreds of concubines, and they had to keep it up with no big letdown. I mean, their vital force must have been a drain. But anyway, to them, it was worth its weight in gold. So I knew this was the best superfood for human health on the planet. So back in 1987, I went to Sweden, and I pitched them on a strategy to expand into North American markets. I was granted those rights, and I brokered this product to the largest nutrition companies in Canada and the U.S. for years. Eventually, the Swedish company was bought by one of the largest big pharma companies in America. They use it in drip IVs for immunotherapy. It brings back the immune system after it's wiped out by chemo and radiation, so it's a huge worldwide market for the burgeoning cancer industry. Never mind that medical protocols could prevent or cure cancer with the SPX in oral form. I've seen the research and I've heard the many testimonials over the years, but I can't make medical claims without it crossing the line from whole food concentrate to highly regulated drug. So fortunately, I was grandfathered for my service to this company, and I've continued supplying clinics and health centers. The health benefits are enormous, specifically vital force in the body for more energy, strong immunity, and mental clarity. So SBX is like full spectrum micronutrient rocket fuel for the energy factory in every cell in your body, called the mitochondria. And all of the stem cell micronutrient factors are provided for a stronger immune system. The miracle of the queen bee is thus seen in the miracle of cellular rejuvenation, vitality, and life extension for humans. So I could go into the long history of health benefits of SBX for prostatitis, urethritis, and other inflammations in the body, but that gets into medical claims, which I avoid. For five decades, SBX has been widely used in Europe as a preventive and treatment for colds and flu. But that science doesn't fit the official COVID narrative, so I avoid that also. What it like the plague? I'm not making medical claims, folks. I'm just telling my story. So you remember how Cassius Clay, did you know that he trained on it? And do you remember how he used to say, you know, sting like a bee? That was his big thing, you know. That's not the full expression, but the sting like the bee, you know, always when I hear that he said that, it always reminds me how he trained on the pollen extract. Numerous Olympians have also trained on it, including the gymnast Mary Lou Retton, I think was it, and Julianne McNamara. Their coach, you know, Bella Corelli said, I firmly believe that pollen extract is the ultimate food supplement in sports nutrition. So Bella Corelli said that, you know, he had defected to the U.S. from Romania. He had trained Nadia Comaneci and Olga Corbett on the pollen extract. They won gold medals. He defected to the United States, and he had numerous gold medal superstar gymnasts here in the U.S. like Mary Lou Retton, Julianne McNamara. So pollen extract, it's one way to understand what it is. It's like the male sperm of the plant kingdom. I mean, one healthy side effect for males that I can say, it's an increase in sperm count. So 50 years ago, you'd never heard of reproduction clinics, but now it's a giant industry. So I thought I'd mention that. But this pollen power from the flower is highly concentrated in the SBX. So if you're going to be using it, you only need a quarter teaspoon per day for a preventive health sustaining level. And that would be two or three times daily for health optimizing levels if your health was afflicted or you just basically wanted to push out the envelope for cellular rejuvenation and life extension. And this SBX is in a powder form because it dissolves under the tongue and passes sublingually through the blood-brain barrier to provide neurotransmitter precursors for mental clarity. Sustained energy with clear thinking is why many computer workstation professionals use SBX. So don't take the SBX after mid-afternoon, or you may have difficulty sleeping on your regular schedule. It's a very subtle energy, but some people are more sensitive than others. You may have heard of the miracle elixir used by Saint Germain, you know, the Wonder Man of Europe, who supposedly didn't age. It's kind of an amazing story. Those of you who know about Saint Germain, again, the Wonder Man of Europe. My understanding is that this miracle elixir had royal jelly in it. I could go into the story of how I come to understand that, and I won't nap for now, but I would not be surprised if it also had ginseng, flower essences, and essential fatty acids like evening primrose oil that complement and synergize the biological benefits of royal jelly. If you want, you can create your own custom miracle elixir combo by adding inexpensive flaxseed oil or Siberian ginseng or other natural herbal or nutrient sources you may be deficient in. You can make yourself a blender drink before breaking your overnight fasting, you know, your break fast. So SBX is great for sustaining a modified fast or breaking a fast with your custom elixir. You'll go faster with a higher frequency if you do, more energy for vital force and body, mind, and spirit. So be free to thrive with Be Free SBX. And get a free bottle when you order for here. I provide a link in the content of the copy with this information that you can read for yourself. So stock up while you can. You know, we're looking at supply chain problems, folks. My prices are going up here. I've been saying that for the last year. I just haven't got around to changing it because it's already, you know, $50 for a bottle. Again, you get a free bottle when you order for it, but you know, and you get free shipping with two bottles, et cetera. But, you know, that's a lot of money for a lot of folks right now, and I'm trying to keep the prices down. I'm basically a nonprofit organization. I'm just not making that much profit for sure. So thanks for listening to this segment. I'm going to go into the other compendium. I've got about another 10 minutes. I'm going to kind of do a quick wrap on this. This is a special report on the urgent alert. It sounds pretty serious the way I've referenced this as an urgent alert, how the global elite are planning their final attack, quote unquote. We're talking about the power elite plutocrats and their sycophants who are meeting this last week in Switzerland. It was, you know, that week when I published this to coordinate. I refer to it as a false flag rendition of Christian prophecy regarding, you know, Revelation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse in terms of disease, war, famine, and death. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, disease would be COVID, war would be Ukraine, famine would be the supply chain, you know, scarcity, and death would be the depopulation agenda. I mean, and again, I'm referring to a global campaign of domestic terror and tyranny tactics we've seen the last couple of years, for subservience whereby, quote, you will own nothing and be happy, the Global Reset 2020 agenda of the World Economic Forum. Some of you are up on that. Some of you aren't. If you want to get the deep, this great skinny on the deep doo-doo. I mean, I go into this as their final psyop. You know, their time is short. Their fear is great. The deep state's running scared, folks. This is do or die for them, this corrupt, evil, satanic cabal of banksters and their giant corporate minions of the medical, media, military, industrial complex, which makes a killing on the creation and management of disease, war, famine, and depopulation. You know, it's just like the pits, folks. It really sucks. What can you say? So these pre-planned simulations that they've been doing of a disaster, of disasters, they did it before 9/11, they did it before COVID, they're doing it with the monkeypox now. I mean, these pre-planned simulations, they're like open black magic rituals as proceeded. Like I said, 9/11, the COVID pandemic, now is he geared up for the final battle before the second coming as an Aquarian 5D frequency shift. In other words, this is what's going on. People are shifting in their consciousness from the inside out. There's no stopping this. This was ordained for this time. So spoiler alert, Aquarian love wins. Wins in the end. It was winning from the beginning. And it's ordained, you know, for the 2012 great turnaround. We're looking at the big shift is in process. The deep shift. Shift. S-H-I-F-T. So as Aquarian light and cosmic love surges, self-serving greed, fear, and doubt purges. So in this compendium, and the next one that follows, just by simply reading the headlines, and the bylines, you can see how the power elite potentate, you know, the deep state cabal of ethical infants, are orchestrating their final evil, ritualistic, predictive modeling of our future right out in the open with simulations that they intend to make their self-fulfilling prophecy. So if we don't wake up enough good people to expose this nefarious plot out of hell, then it's game over for global freedom. Well, again, spoiler alert, you know, we win in the end. But in the meantime, there's no way to move to victory until we recognize a crisis to move away from. So spread the word, pay it forward, love wins. And I go into these different videos, some very powerful videos, like this 5-minute urgent video, global elite plan their final attack. This is Greg Reese at InfoWars explaining how the world government is finalizing their plans in Switzerland as monkeypox appears on cue. So there's a little humor mixed in with irony and different ways of explaining what's going on with these different, the biggest medical fraud in history over the last 2 years. And I mean, we're talking about some serious stuff going on with exposing the big lie and the whole truth. And again, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. At the bottom of this article, which was done about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, when was that done? This was done back on May 22nd. About 2 weeks ago. Almost 2 weeks ago, we met. Anyway, for the final note on that, I had referenced continue to part two, and part two is the straight talk on the systemic global crisis. Now, I go a little bit deeper with this understanding, folks, and this is, again, a deep dive. If those who have listened this far and are really interested in, again, the straight skinny and the deep doo-doo, I go into it here. Now, this was back on May 30th, Memorial Day. New Moon was in Gemini. And this was the time in the cycles to release this information. I've been waiting to release this, some of this information for a long time. It's very timely right now. Again, this is a lot of info for new subscribers whom I recommend just the headlines and bylines for the first read to get the big picture overview, followed by, you know, if you go back and, you know, you then go into the in-depth articles and videos that speak to your pure intention for wisdom. There's some real wisdom here, folks, you know, for good understanding. If you're a light worker, light weaver, light server, you know, light barrier, there's some good stuff you can use this, you know, basically for your invocations, for transmutation of all that is less than light on the planet at this time. You know, God power is a higher power, and it's time to basically, you know, call it down. You know, pull it down, folks. So this first article, and again, in this compendium, then you can't make this stuff up, folks. Believe it or not, this is called In the Name of Healthcare, Killing Us Softly, it's a Great Awakening feature video on the crisis. And it begins with a quote. And this is a quote, again, by one of the most brilliant light servers, you know, on the internet, as one of my favorite people, Dr. David Martin. And he says in this quote, "It's time that we draw a line in the sand and say, we the people will not stand for the domestic and international terrorism that is being done in the name of our health." And that's an excerpt from the video that follows. And I have some other excerpts regarding, you know, the ongoing plandemic. So, quote, here's some extras. Quote, "If you think this is an issue that has anything to do with the virus spreading in a pandemic, you are delusional. This is premeditated crime. They announced the crime in 2015, this is explained in the video, and consequently, the government of Canada entered into an agreement with the distribution of the lethal agent in 2015. Again, the video goes into this in more detail. Again, quote, "The fact of the matter is, this is premeditated global terrorism. This is premeditated domestic terrorism, and this is premeditated racketeering. This is not a public health situation. This is not even a science situation. And while I appreciate the public health people and the scientists who love to talk about the nuances of all this, it's like commenting on the merits of firearms at a shooting. This is a case of murder. This is not a case of disease. It's not a case of pandemic. This is a case of murder, and the people currently doing delivery of the agent of that murder are, in fact, people who wear lab coats. If they wore anything else, if they wore hoodies, if they wore anything else, we'd call them murderers. Right now, we call them doctors. What we need to be doing is focusing all of our efforts single-handedly and directly on the criminal prosecution of terrorists who have now aided and abetted in the murder of millions of people." This is the depopulation thing, Four Horsemen death that I was talking about above, folks. This is unspeakable stuff. You know, this is taboo to talk about this stuff, but it's time to get this out. Quote, again, and just to put a fine point on this, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in addition to being the architect of the spike protein weaponized to destroy humanity, also holds patent interest in the invention of remdesivir, which was known in its clinical trials in the early 2000s to be lethal when used in patients for a number of other pathogens. And quote, and willfully and knowingly distributing an agent that is in fact known to be harmful and fatal to humans is premeditated murder. And this is at the 11-minute mark in the video, and you can read this at the 11-minute mark. So now I have two articles here that reference what was just said and goes into it. The first one is, the headline is, "The FDA approved remdesivir based on a trial in which 3 out of 53 children died." This is from Need to Know, Everett Griffiths, needtoknow.news. It's a good source. And again, it goes into the byline, is that remdesivir has now been approved by the FDA in children and babies as young as 28 years old. This is a May 4th article. So it's just been approved for children and babies as young as 28 years old, weighing as little as 6 pounds. The remdesivir manufacturer Gilead performed its clinical drug trial using only 53 children. 3 of them died, as I mentioned before. So here's another article by Dr. Joseph Mercola, who most of you know is a good source, from May 5th, when he said in the headline, remdesivir is disastrous as a COVID treatment, but government pays hospitals to use it. It's all about the money, folks. And this is the byline from that article. Remdesivir, the primary COVID-19 drug approved for use in U.S. hospitals, routinely causes severe organ damage and often death. But U.S. government pays hospitals a 20% upcharge plus an additional bonus for using the remdesivir protocol. In other words, it's drug pushing, drugs per symptom. Protocol is for this symptoms, you know, COVID-like symptoms, give them remdesivir. It's killing people. I mean, it's probably killed. Well, you can read it for yourself. Then there's some other articles. I got to wrap this up. I provide a couple exposés here that are pretty breathtaking exposés, folks. You're going to have to read this on your own. Again, this is a global crisis update. The one article on Big Pharma and the Fourth Reich, Unmasked, is a heavy-duty one. I mean, folks, the politics and economics of healthcare are far more complex than true science. The drug industry profits from the drug industry lead the Fortune 500, the most profitable companies on Wall Street. So as public health dies, Wall Street thrives. Think about that. And it's got to be exposed. There's some pretty serious exposure here. A lot more information than I can go into here. And part of the information is some very serious warnings about China's plan to attack the USA by November. This is a J.R. Nyquist article after an article. I'm saying the same thing by Hal Turner, and the Health Ranger report by Mike Adams goes into this. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.